My guest at this time is Richard Viguerie, longtime critical player in the conservative movement, pioneered the direct mail effort in political campaigning. He is also head of conservativehq.com and is author of Conservatives Betrayed. He has also endorsed Rick Santorum in this campaign, and as a result of Santorum's double victories in Alabama and Mississippi, states that were long considered must-wins for Newt Gingrich, Mr. Viguerie is encouraging his longtime friend and former speaker, Newt Gingrich, to help Rick Santorum win the nomination and make sure that a conservative candidate wins the GOP nod rather than the more moderate Mitt Romney. And Richard, thank you very much for being with us.
Always a pleasure, Greg.
You and Newt go back a long way, correct?
Yes, I was fortunate to get to know Congressman Gingrich in 1979. In fact, on a regular basis, 20, 25 of us Washington conservatives would go off for weekends, Friday and Saturday, and brainstorm and plan how we advance the conservative cause. Newt Gingrich used to come to my home for every evening with about five or six other members of Congress and half a dozen or so national conservative leaders for about a year and a half, and we'd plot and plan. And so for about the first 15 years, Newt was in the tent with us, one of us, working closely together. Then after that, he became speaker and then went into private practice, and we didn't always agree on each other. So we've had a difficult relationship, sometimes good, sometimes not so good.
I assume that your encouragement for Mr. Gingrich to endorse Rick Santorum and not divide the non-Romney vote is basically based on what we've seen in primaries. You even mentioned that you thought he should probably get out of this race before what happened in Alabama and Mississippi. So is it just a matter of reality and math, or are there other reasons you think it should be Santorum rather than Gingrich taking on Mitt Romney?
Well, quite frankly, I think that Gingrich doesn't have the support at the grassroots level that Rick Santorum does. Right now, probably a good 60% of the national and state conservative leaders are supporting Rick Santorum. And he can't win your party's nomination for president as a Republican or Democrat without a base. And Rick Santorum's base is the conservative movement. And it's just daily you can see the movement among the leaders, growing. And so I think that Newt is without a base except for a wealthy, businessman in Las Vegas. And I think that the movement wants Rick Santorum to represent us not only against Romney but against Obama in the fall.
Richard, the assumption from Republican leaders and certainly those behind Mitt Romney is that the conservatives might not have Romney as their preferred choice right now, but if he wins the nomination, it's either him or Obama. And even if they don't love him, their desire to see Barack Obama be a one-term president will get Republicans, staunch conservatives and otherwise, out to the polls in droves come November. True or not true?
There's no history of that. Every time... And I've been involved, Greg, at the national level for over 50 years. And every time, no exception, that the conservatives have been upset with the Republican presidential ticket, Republicans have paid a price for that. And they did in 1960. They were unhappy with Nixon, and again with Ford in 1976, and Bush in 1992, and Dole in 1996, and McCain in 2008. And so, sure, we're not going to go out the leadership and support the Democrat, but that doesn't mean we have to give up 2 or 3 months of our life working 14 hours a day like we have done, we did for Reagan, like we did in the 94 takeover of Congress, or the 2010 takeover of Congress. So it's a matter of intensity, and just how much you're prepared to work. And, I think running a content-free campaign, as Romney has done, is a prescription for a big loss in November.
Let's talk about some other math involved here, whether it's the Romney campaign or even a lot of political analysts. They say that the way that the proportional delegate allotment is structured right now, that even though Santorum won both states on Tuesday night, Romney actually drew even or even gained a couple in the delegate count against Santorum. So they're saying it's just a matter of when Romney locks this up, not if. And the longer this goes on, it's just going to damage the nominee. But because of the system not being winner-take-all, Santorum's really not in a realistic position to catch up. Do you agree with that?
Well, not at all. The reason... Santorum didn't do better in the delegate selection. He did well, but Gingrich was in there. So Gingrich took votes in delegates that would have gone to Rick Santorum. And so as long as you've got the conservative vote actually divided three ways, the right-of-center vote is divided now between Rick Santorum, Newt Gingrich, and Ron Paul. And Paul is not going to go out of the race. He's going to probably continue to get 5, 7, 8% of the vote. But Gingrich, you know, could make all the difference. If he got out right now, he could be a kingmaker. If he stays in the race, he's going to be a spoiler. And Newt will never be higher, you know, in popularity and support in the country than he is right now. Every day he stays in the race, he's going to lose a little support. And right now he's getting support at around 30%, maybe high 20s. Soon that's going to be low 20s. High teens and mid-teens and low teens. And so I think his best chance helping the cause that he spent his adult life promoting and advocating for is to join forces with Rick Santorum right now and win the nomination for Rick and the general election.
Given how well you have known Newt over the years, why do you think he is still in the race?
Well, you know, I remember 30 years ago Newt Gingrich telling me how he was going to run for president. One evening he was at my house. We had a nice conversation after everybody else had left, and he explained, you know, how he was going to become president. And that was 30 years ago. I'm sure he was thinking about it 10 years before that. So the man has spent almost his entire adult life thinking about being president. And it's just a tough thing to give up that dream. But he's made a phenomenal contribution. Nobody's made a greater contribution in the last 25 years to the conservative cause than Newt Gingrich. And he's got a lot more contributions to make, but he can't do that if you have a moderate president or a liberal president. But if there's a conservative president, such as Rick Santorum, there's a great deal that he could do in the public policy arena to advance his interests and his agenda.
How quickly do you think he would need to make this decision to make a big impact delegate-wise?
I'd say in the next 3, 4, 5 days, because you've got other primaries coming up here. You've got Illinois next Tuesday and some others that are important here. So I think, you know, if he really wants to keep Romney from being the nominee, he needs to make this decision in the coming days.
Last question. You mentioned why you think he should bow and allow Rick Santorum to have a shot at a conservative winning the nomination. Do you think Newt will do that?
I don't see him doing it, quite frankly, in the next week. He may do it after Illinois next week, but I'm not sure that I see it happening in the next week. I hope that he does. There's a chance, of course, but probably not likely this the next week.
Yeah, we'll certainly be watching that along with exactly how the rest of these primaries turn out. Richard, always great to have you with us, sir. Thank you very much.
My pleasure, Greg.
Richard Viguerie is the longtime fixture in the conservative movement, pioneered direct mail in a political campaign. He is also the head of conservativehq.com and the author of Conservatives Betrayed. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.